A humdinger of a year. A humdinger of a year for MultiChoice. Profit almost quadrupled. Tim Jacobs, the Chief Financial Officer at MultiChoice, is with us. You had nearly 1.5 million more clients today, Tim, than you did 12 months ago. It's an astonishing growth rate. And what's really interesting is just how the rest of Africa segment of the MultiChoice business is now so firmly ahead of South Africa in terms of subscribers.
Good evening, Bruce, and thank you to your listeners. Yes, we have had a spectacular year. I'm very pleased with the results. Of course, part of our success has been the fact that residential customers in particular, as they were locked down and as schools didn't go back to school at the normal time, we tended to find that we got a surge of customers at the start of the financial year, and we kept those customers almost all the way through. It wasn't all plain sailing because, of course, we had commercial customers in the hospitality sector and they were down 35%. And, of course, without some sport during the course of the year, that also impacted advertising revenue. But overall, a very positive year for us.
But you still managed to grow, even though sport, which is held up by many people that I talk to, I say, why do you have DSTV? Oh, no, I like the sport and the news, but mostly it's the sport. Live sport has been the unique selling proposition, and MultiChoice has always been very good at tying up the world's biggest sporting events to ensure that you get the eyeballs on your screens. And without that sport, without that live sport, for a large part of last year, that you maintained that loyalty, which I think is very impressive.
Yes, I think we did that through two things. We had creative and innovative super sport team that did a lot of documentaries and best of. So best of, you know, boxing, best of rugby. And that was quite nice watching all of the highlights over the, you know, the last couple of decades all in one sitting. So that was very positive. And of course, what we managed to do quite successfully was radically expand 19% increase in local content programming, which is really resonating well with audiences at the moment. But to come to the issue of sport, we did see some negatives. And of course, that happened in the premium base, where the premium, both in the rest of Africa and in South Africa, was under pressure, both for affordability reasons and for the fact that, for example, in South Africa, we didn't have rugby for the bulk of the year.
How many premium customers did you lose?
In South Africa, we lost about 8% of the base.
Sure, that's big.
And in the rest of Africa, about 10%.
That is significant, isn't it? I mean, how are you hoping to get those guys back? Is it going to be some sort of form of tantalizing offer, or are you going to wait for the economy to recover? Because that's a massive part of the base. And these are big payers. They're not your majority of customers, of course, but they do pay the biggest check every month in terms of subscriptions.
No, that's 100% correct. So, no, we're certainly not resting on our laurels and hoping that they're going to come back. We're actively trying to encourage them either to downgrade to a lower price package where they can get some local content that really resonates. And of course, we are eagerly awaiting the start of, you know, some of those key sporting codes, including, for example, the Lions Rugby Tour that will be coming up in financial year 2022 for us.
And the Olympics, of course, coming up. I mean, the Olympics are one of the greatest spectacles on earth.
We're certainly hoping that Japan manages to pull that one off. That will certainly be good for our business.
Mm. I mean, look, I mean, the environment is so competitive and it is so ferocious. The consumer demand for content, is it changing between your video on demand versus the sort of linear traditional channels? They've sort of got a beginning, middle and end to a movie. If you miss it, well, then you wait for the repeat. But video on demand is changing the world. And I think you're also seeing a big consumer shift that way as well.
Yeah, I think what has been interesting in Africa is that, and obviously this varies a little bit by market, but because data prices are still relatively high and connectivity is difficult, we're still finding that the most efficient way to connect and get long-form video, whether it's a series or whether it's a movie, is still either via satellite or via DTT. But you're absolutely correct. The trend is shifting. And we are spending increasingly more time building out our OTT platforms, including, as you know, Showmax. And then, of course, this year we launched the Ultra Box. And the Ultra Box allows consumers to not only consume our product, but we've also added Netflix, Amazon Prime, and YouTube onto that platform so that really a convenient shopping experience where you just add to bill and you get to see a wider range of offering.
It's good to see the innovation coming through. Tim Jacobs, the Chief Financial Officer at MultiChoice. They've had a spectacular year despite losing 8% of premium customers in South Africa, 10% in the rest of Africa. Sport, of course, a key deciding factor. But as we get these big sports events beginning to return, no doubt that will go into those premium packages, certainly the premium part of that sport, and that hopefully will entice the subscribers back.